This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ثم أما بعد، دعاء the Quran today is from Surah Maryam, chapter 19, ayat verses 4 through verses 6. This is in the story of Zakaria. Zakaria عليه السلام, when he was aging and getting older, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not will for him to have a child or a boy who will take after him and continue the legacy of the Anbiya and the prophets from the family of Ali Imran. So here Zakaria is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that moment of vulnerability, you could say. Moment of vulnerability, he sees himself getting old, and then he wants to have a child, and now he's pleading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking Allah azza wa jal's blessing to give him a righteous child. So what did he say? So we're going to read what he said, and then we explain the dua inshallah ta'ala. Qala, so he said in the conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Qala Rabbi, inni wahana al-azmu minni, washta'ala al-ra'su shayba, walam akum bidu'aika Rabbi shaqiyya. He said, my Lord, surely my bones have become brittle, which means very, very fragile, and gray hair has spread across my head, but I have never been disappointed in my prayer to you, my Lord. وقال وإني خفت المواليا من ورائي وكانت امرأتي عاقرا فهب لي من لدنك وليا. And I am concerned about the faith of my relatives after me, since my wife is barren, so grant me by your grace an heir. يرثني ويرث من آل يعقوب واجعله ربي رضيا. Who will inherit prophethood from me and the family of Yaqub and make him, O Lord, pleasing to you. This dua of Yaqub is not really just about asking a righteous child. There is so much adab, there is so much etiquette and manners in the way you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if I ask right now, from the beginning of his statements, what do you see one of the etiquettes and the adab of Zakaria over here? What was the first thing he said? قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. Like, my Lord, my bones are becoming frail. I'm getting so old and getting gray. So what do you think he's saying over here to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What exactly he's presenting to Allah azza wa jalla? His weakness, which means his poverty, his need to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you want to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something, what should you present beforehand, before you make your dua? Your case to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although Allah azza knows, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows his case and his situation, because Zakaria, he said after that, قال, وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيَّ. My Lord, I've never been disappointed when I make dua. Like, I know you answer the call. I know you know my situation, my Lord. I've never been afraid to ask you, or being late to ask you, or lazy to ask you. I'm always asking, my Lord, and you never disappoint me. But he's presenting his case right now, why I'm asking for this, my Lord. I'm getting old. I'm getting weak. I don't have anybody to follow after me, ya Rabbi. So he says, basically presenting his case to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالْ وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي. And I was afraid, I'm concerned about the faith of my people, my family, my relatives after me. Just to keep things in context, Bani Israel, they were divided to 12 tribes. 12 tribes. Each tribe, almost you could say, or each few of those tribes together, they served in certain area in the legacy and the tradition of Bani Israel. One of that particular line or service was the religious service, to be the clergy, the people who serve in the temples, they serve in the place of worship. And they're usually supposed to be men. Who was responsible for that line? At least we know it goes all the way back to Ali Imran. So Ali Imran, who basically from whom Zakaria and Yahya and Isa and Maryam, they all come from that line. They were responsible at that generation basically to be the servants of the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala in house of worship. So now him becoming an old man, he doesn't have a boy to serve after him. And he was hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask. And this actual request of Zakaria came when, ya jama'ah? Huh? Ibrahim alayhi salam and Maryam alayhi salam, when he came to her house, or directed to her place. What did he see there? Fruits and food from out of season. قال أن لك هذا. قالت هو من عند الله. إن الله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. It's from Allah. Allah gives whomever he wills, without measure. هنالك دعا زكريا ربه. That's when Zakaria said, "My Lord, please." So Zakaria, it wasn't like he wasn't asking Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, but that was a moment for him, a moment of reminder, which is we learn from this is sometimes the best du'a is when you in that most emotional moment for you, in the most emotional moment for you. So when someone is struck with something, when someone is going through something, whether it's something of joy or difficulties, this is the best time for you to make your du'a. So he says, قال ربي إني وإني خفت الموالي. And I was afraid for my family after me. وكانت امرأتي عاقرة. And my wife was barren. She cannot have children. Like, I don't have anybody to take after me. No more men left for my legacy to take after me. فهب لي من لدنك وليا. Ya Allah, give me the gift. He says, هب. The word هب me, هب لي is basically, Ya Allah, it's a gift. Like, I don't deserve it. Like, I know I might not deserve it, but I want this to be a pure gift from you to me. Even if I don't deserve it, Ya Allah, even I don't have the means to have it, because my wife is already barren. I'm an old man. She reached that age where she cannot carry children anyway. So Ya Rabbi, just give us that gift. From you, give us that gift. Again, he has a model of whom? His forefather, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Like, he didn't think this would be a far-fetched. Why? Because it happened before. I mean, his grandfather, his great-grandfather, they all came from that line. So he was confident that this miracle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can give it a gift. Just like he gave a gift to Ibrahim alayhi salam, he could give me that gift, so he took his chance. He took his chance with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which brings us something here for us, Jama'ah. Don't you ever think anything you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is too big to ask Allah azza wa jalla. Don't think that it's too big to ask Allah azza wa jalla. Well, you know, I don't have money, so I cannot ask for, you know, successful business. Why? You know, I'm not that rich, so I cannot even ask for marriage. Or I cannot do this, I can. Why? Why are you thinking so little of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of all things? Similarly, what's happening right now in the world, what's happening in Gaza, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for our brothers and sisters in Gaza. And as we speak, Jama'ah, Allah al-Musta'an, another strike hit people who were just seeking the aid that was even sent from above, that was just dropped upon them, subhanAllah, just to collect. And once they gathered there, they hit that area deliberately to kill the people and humiliate the people. And then they say, we don't target civilians. You can make dua for the brothers in Gaza. You say, but subhanAllah, I mean, where the aid is going to come from? There is no country in the world, not even America, unfortunately, is capable of stopping these savages from what they're doing there, the genocide that's happening in Palestine. So where the aid is going to come from? You know what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of making all these miracles happen. I'll just make that dua. I'll make it sincere from the heart. So you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect the brothers in Gaza, Ya Rabbil Alameen, and give them that victory, that aid, that swiftly to come to them today before tomorrow. So he said, فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّ. Ya Allah, grant me that gift of wali, an heir who will take after me. قال يَرِثُنِي وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبِ. He will inherit that legacy from me. And he will inherit the legacy of Ali Yaqub, the forefathers, all the way to Ibrahim alayhi salam and beyond. وَاجْعَلْهُ رَبِّ رَضِيَّ. And my Lord, make him pleasing to you. Like, raise him in the way that would be most pleasing to you. SubhanAllah, he didn't ask this to be a selfish thing, as you can see. He didn't say, and make him pleasing to me. He made him what? Made him pleasing to you. Because if that child was pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely will be pleasing to the parent. But if the child was pleasing to you, does it guarantee it's going to be pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Of course not. So we ask Allah for our children to be pleasing to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if that was granted, it will be definitely also pleasing to us in the dunya and in the akhirah. May Allah make our children pleasing to us in the dunya and akhirah, Rabbil Alameen. So that was the kind of the message that Yaqub was sending to us. As you know here, when you start your dua, bring your case to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bring your case with poverty and in need. Show the need that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows about already, but you need to express that need to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, show that poverty to Allah azza wa jal, that complete dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And when you make that dua, you make it very clear by you presenting all the means that you have, and you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make these changes happen. So even when you say, I know that these things probably, ya Allah, difficult for me, and it's not possible in my situation, but I know you have the ability to change that affair. So you give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the estimate that he deserves, the power that he can make that change happen. And then he said about his child, وَجْعَلْهُ رَبِّ رَضِيَّ. Whatever you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from, your main focus is to bring that pleasure of Allah subhanahu to you in the dunya and in the akhirah. If you do that, then you will have the pleasure, inshaAllah ta'ala, in this life and the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who please the Rabbil Alameen. So let's read the dua. The dua that we'll take actually from these ayat is a very short dua. We're not going to mention the whole thing about Yaqub. Rather, dua is very simple. And that's what you see on the screen. Rabbi habli min ladunka waliya yarithuni wa yarithu min ali Yaquba waj'alhu biradiyya. That's the ayah. But the dua we have is Rabbi habli min ladunka waliya waj'alhu rabbi radiyya. Like habli, ya Allah, from you a gift of a child who will be my wali, he will to follow after me, waj'alhu rabbi radiyya, and make that child pleasing to you. So let's repeat that dua together, inshallah ta'ala. Rabbi habli min ladunka waliya waj'alhu rabbi radiyya. Rabbi habli min ladunka waliya waj'alhu rabbi radiyya. Rabbi habli min ladunka waliya waj'alhu rabbi radiyya. Rabbana atina min ladunka rahma wa hayyi lana min amrina rashada. Rabbi adkhilni mudkhala sidq wa akhrijni mukhraja sidq waj'alli min ladunka sultanan nasira. Allahumma irham waliday kama rabbayani saghira. Allahumma amin. Barakallahu fikum, inshallah. Inshallah, today we're reciting the first two pages from juz number 4, the fourth juz.